from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Storming the castle with the Big Bad Morning Show.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now, buy 2 windows from Window Nation and get 2 free. Plus, 0 down and no interest or payments for 2 years. Schedule an estimate now at 866-90-NATION or windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
That's an ongoing process, so I think we continue on. It's not like all of a sudden we have to make cuts and we haven't been thinking about it. We've been thinking about it really every day. So we have a very good idea where we're at. There are moving parts. There's different rules and eligibilities and different things like that, different needs, injuries, things like that you take into account in order to set the roster and take advantage of trying to keep as many of the good players as you can, and because we have a lot of good players.
They do have a lot of good players, and I'll be honest with you, Jeremy Conn, I don't know who's going to stay. You know Daryl Worley is listed as a DB on their website?
That must be a mistake, right? Or
it has him listed as DB.
Yeah, maybe it's a mistake.
It has to be.
Well, you know, the other thing with this.
It also has.
Think it's messed up?
No, it's not messed up. It's Brandon Stevens. All right.
All right. Okay. Your eyes are just bad?
No. Worley is too. I was looking for another DB. That's Brandon Stevens and Worley listed just as DBs.
Yeah, if you need some DBs, I can help you find them. So many douchebags out by where I live.
Any surprise cuts?
No, I mean, not for me. Like, there was nothing. I thought Ken McCusick made a great point that if you were playing at the end of the third preseason game, the likelihood of you making this team probably wasn't great unless you're showing out. And that's kind of what happened with Pepe Williams, too. We were talking about, he was on the field at the end of the game. That means they're evaluating you and that you can go out there and play in a game, whether you play well, something happens, right, and they decide to keep you. But I always wonder about this team and how many roster spots are actually open, because we talk about it all the time, whether people want to give them credit or not. They draft so unbelievably well, and then they also find gems in the undrafted market there to invite in for camp. So they always have a lot of guys to choose from, and that's why I'm saying it. Like, I don't think there's a lot of open spots outside of some special teams and depth things.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't see any surprises with this. I mean, where are positions? Yeah, I mean, you got a backup quarterback. With the running backs, you know that's going to who those guys are. You know who your tight ends are. You know who your wide receivers are. Your offensive line. You know all these people. Your front seven. You know who that is. Well, if there is a front seven, and for the most part, you know your DBs.
Yeah.
I don't know where the surprises could come from on a team that went, 13-4 last year?
Mm-hmm.
Where the surprises going to come from?
I mean, when you had a roster, so first off, I guess some people could say the turnover rate, you lost a lot in free agency, but, I mean, did you? Like, Jadeveon Clowney is the one clear loss, and I know people want to point to the offensive line since we have questions about it, but I still need to see what those two cats that went to the Jets are going to look like this year, because I'd be willing to bet you that the Ravens to move a lineman when they need offensive lineman and a guy that started for you for a late-round pick, it's kind of telling me that they don't think he's going to bring as much to the table this year as maybe some other teams. And how often have they made really bad trades?
Yeah.
How often? Like, seriously.
I mean, wide receivers, you got Zay Flowers, Rashad Bateman, Nelson Aguilar, Tylan Wallace? Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
So you said, hold on, give me the names again. Bateman, Flowers, Aguilar, Wallace, Tez Walker.
And there was Tez Walker.
And there's, isn't there another one in there, too? That
is either going to be Anthony Miller or Keith Kirkwood, or
maybe I'm thinking of someone else, like hybrid tight end. Yeah, I think those are the guys. Like, that's the anybody.
You got Mark Andrews. You have Isaiah Likely. You got Charlie Kolar.
Yeah. And by the way, too.
Kolar.
He's more of a blocking tight end, or at least that's what they want him to be.
Yeah.
Just got to get a little better in that department.
You think Ishmael makes it?
I think at worst, he winds up on the practice squad.
Running back, you got Derrick Henry, Justice Hill, Keaton Mitchell when he gets back. Owen Wright, my guy, is going to be on IL.
Rasheen Ali?
Yeah, maybe Rasheen Ali. Yeah, that's it. Who else you got?
Well, the only thing with Ali is he's just got to hold on to the ball. That was an issue in college. Well, but
he'll just be collecting a paycheck.
He is explosive, though. So,
and Ali is in concussion protocol.
Mm-hmm. So, like,
I don't know any surprises. Just flip to the defense. Who? Yeah, I mean, you got Matabike. You got Broderick Washington. Pierce.
I think that D line is strong, man.
Yeah. Travis Jones, Brent Urban. I mean, where are you going? Linebacker, Adafi Owe, David Ajabo. Trenton Simpson, Malik Harrison. Where are you going?
Yeah. How do you feel about their pass rushers this year?
To be continued.
I hate saying
incomplete. I gotta see them.
So there's some people I've worked with that always do the. I'll believe it when I see it thing. And I think that's somewhat of a cop out at times, but this might be one. It's like, hey, I haven't seen anything to say that they're both going to take a huge step forward. I think Owe does. I just have to see more of Jabo.
So?
Yeah, I do. I think from the people I've talked to that I really trust in this industry, they keep bringing up, it's almost like, you know, the guy that keeps hitting doubles and those doubles turn into home runs.
Manny Machado in the early in his career, 50 doubles and all of a sudden, bam, became a home run hitter.
You don't want to hear it when the hurries turn into quarterback touches and the touches turn into, or the quarterback hits and the quarterback hits turn into sacks. That's what you're hoping and always been doing a lot of the other two. Hits, hurries, just got to see more of the sacks. And
bring them down.
Yeah.
Bring them down. Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, Trippy?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? Hello. I think we should make a wide receiver move. Look, I ain't complaining that. I just feel like that's going to be one of our weakest links. We know what Zay Flowers going to do and Tyler Wallace. But other than that, can't say too much about the other receiver.
I think Rashad Bateman's going to be fine if they actually find him.
I mean, we'll see, but... Can he stay healthy?
That's another. I mean, it's what he hasn't done yet. So, but even then, like, I would hope that if something came down to, the wide receivers getting banged up, that maybe that would force the hand to throw more two tight end sets or splitting one of those guys out wide.
Okay, so who would you cut in the wide receiver department then, Trippy?
I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, I'm big on Deontay Hardy, but I just feel like if he's just taking up a roster spot just to be a special team, like, why not bring somebody in like a Wade or a vet receiver? But look, I want to say one thing for y'all hang up on me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Raven fans, stop saying this the revenge tour. The revenge tour don't start in January when the playoffs start, because we know what we're gonna do in the regular season. We gotta see what we're gonna do in January. Hello? Yeah, I'll let y'all tomorrow.
Yeah, I want
to. Rashad Bateman played in 16 games last year. We keep picking up the health. He played 16 out of 17 games last year. Started 12. Why do we keep bringing up health?
I didn't want to say anything about it, but I think Trippy and Rashad Bateman kind of had a thing, right?
Who?
Trippy.
And
Bateman, they followed each other.
And then he unfollowed Trippy.
But you know what I think would be cool? And I think people going to take their picture by Trippy's wall, because he got his own wall at the stadium now.
Yeah, he does.
Big time. Good. And then just tag him in it and say, hey, I'm hanging out with Trippy at every game.
Hello.
Hello.
Will you tell me, Joe, in my ear?
Hello. Is he going to say it on air?
Yeah, say it on air.
Russell Gage was cut yesterday, so that was a vet receiver that they decided to let go of.
Yeah, I mean, it just makes you wonder what some of those guys have left at the end. It's tough because you've watched players in this league. You got younger guys coming in, and the shelf life of football players is not that large. That's why I keep saying, of all the sports that have guaranteed contracts, this is the one that should definitely have it.
Tim Patrick, too. I mean, depending on how you feel about Tim Patrick.
Did he get cut?
They're working to trade him, but he's not going to be on the Broncos this year. Samaje Perine is another person that the Broncos are going to let go of.
I don't mind Tim Patrick.
Patrick's a sneaky good player. I'm not telling him. He doesn't put you over the top to get, you know, he's not going to get you 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns more than likely, but I think he can come in and kind of fill that role.
I don't mind. Hey, Colorado Buffaloes and Deion Sanders back in the news. We'll talk about that in the barbershop topic of the day during the 7 o'clock. during the 7 o'clock hour. But on the other side, you know who we're going to hear from next segment, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Who are you talking about?
Who are we going to hear from?
We're going to hear from Rashawn.
Because the Cowboys gave CeeDee Lamb the big deal. Who's next? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal, the raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
8:15 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris is on medical leave. Ken McCusick from FilmStudyBaltimore.com is joining us. Now, Ken, you mentioned Patrick Ricard. You kind of put him in line with the tight ends. You got a running back in here, Derrick Henry, who likes to do his thing, likes to read the whole go. Does Patrick Ricard's role change any this year from last year?
I think he'll still play a lot of snaps. He actually played less last year than he did in 22 when the Ravens were the heaviest team in recent memory. But I think he'll play a little bit less in the backfield than he did 2 years ago, more like in line with last year and more in line as a tight end, where they frankly really need him now as a pass blocker. So it won't be a big change, I don't think, for Patrick Ricard. It'd be maybe 50% of snaps in total.
Okay.
Get your take on the wide receiving core. We've talked about it quite a bit. How do you feel about these guys going into the season? A lot of conversation about Bateman. I'd like to see him get off to a good start because I think he's way more talented than we've seen from him. And some of the injuries have hampered him, but it's also been not being on the same page with Lamar, and hopefully some of that changes.
Yeah, that's really the question. And Bateman, he needs a quarterback who wants to throw on schedule, wants to throw before the quarterback hits the break. And you think about the relationship Flacco and Derek Mason had. Mason had great complementary routes that he ran. He ran a 10-yard little comeback on the sideline. He'd also run a go route. And that was a great pair of routes for him to do because they were complimentary and Flacco didn't mind throwing the back shoulder to him. That's just not something Lamar does, is really throw to a receiver who has not yet made his break. And that's where Bateman gets his most separation, because the special part of his game is the wiggle and how he throws off a defensive back.
Then why did he sign the extension?
They got it cheap.
And security, and, maybe?
Well, no, why did he sign it?
Yeah.
He missed that.
He was under the but he didn't have a way to get out. So
they got him on the cheap for what you would consider. And it was a fair deal for both, considering the situation, because I think the Ravens kind of helped him out. And then he also took a deal that was friendly to them.
It was basically a fax gate, except the player was the one who got in trouble by reporting a couple days later.
Remember the Elvis Dumervil thing where he's like, oh, what happened there? And it's like, oh, he's not on your team anymore. So, hey. But as you look at some of the things that we were talking about with this team and this roster, the early schedule. Lots been brought up of who they play and how tough it's going to be. How concerned are you heading into week one through what, week five, I guess, with that tough run?
I think I'd be most concerned about the offensive line gelling over that period against some high quality teams. So it's definitely a very hard September schedule. They face some teams who are going to put a lot of pressure on them, either with defense or with scoring a lot of points, that'll force their offensive line to play at a pretty decent level. And I think that is potentially a difficult situation for the Ravens. They'd probably do better to have some of their easier games up front on this the way this team is constructed.
Yeah, but Ken McKusick, filmstudybaltimore.com. Ken, my favorite group, my favorite unit on this team is going to come as a surprise to all of you, and that's the D-line, Pierce, Jones, Madubuike, Washington. I love those guys, man. They are guys that get it done. And I noticed you have Brent Irvin out.
He's not really out. Okay. So Urban and Worley are two handshake guys. So this is a roster prediction for today that you're looking at. And Urban will be cut today because they'll use him to bring another guy onto the roster, move that guy to IR before the first game. And I guarantee you, Brent Urban will be on the roster week one against Kansas City, no doubt about it. He's a very valuable player, good run defender, good space denier, a guy who was part of that group of five with the other four names you mentioned, Pierce, Jones, Madubuike, and Washington, who played every single snap last year. I've never seen it happen with a defensive line before like that. And they'll be there. The fact that they're back is really remarkable.
Talk about the back end of the secondary, because a lot of talent here. When you look at the safeties they have, gives them a lot of options of what they want. I don't like saying base defense anymore, because I think base defenses are different for every team, mm-hmm. and you have options. But the flexibility with all these safeties and linebackers you have, they can pretty much run whatever they want.
Yeah, they have a lot of options to basically fill holes out of a very talented and deep safety group. So I have five safeties making it: Marcus Williams, Eddie Jackson, Hamilton, Washington, and Braid. And you look at that group, Braid is really a dime back, I would say, a guy who would replace a linebacker on third down. He's not the greatest back end guy. I wouldn't really trust him with that role on any kind of ongoing basis. Eddie Jackson is a split field safety at this point. You wouldn't want to put him at free safety. Marcus Williams, still the good center fielder. You have Hamilton, who I think you get the most value from playing slot corner and taking away the strong side of the football field. He's a very special, one-of-a-kind defender in that respect. And then they've got Ardarius Washington, who's played very well in camp and I think could be the team starting slot corner on passing downs come week one. So we'll see that they have a lot of holes they can fill from safety.
Ken McKusick, filmstudybaltimore.com. Inside linebacker, Roquan Smith, I think he's going to have a phenomenal year this year. And I think Trenton Simpson, if he's smart, he will follow every move that he makes.
There you go. I mean, really, we saw in the preseason just how they didn't have their top run defenders on the defensive line, but not having Roquan means they're not flowing to the ball the way they expect to. And Simpson, if he follows the Patrick Queen model, will be a much better player playing with Roquan. I think he's actually quite similar. I think the Ravens have hope that Simpson will be a better coverage player than Queen was, particularly at the same point in his career. And then Board and Ross is one of the weaker backup groups on the team. Board was brought in for special teams. Ross is a guy who had a car accident that they didn't announce for a little while in terms of what was the cause of him missing practice. But Ross's spot on the 53 to me is the most tenuous. He's a guy who could be replaced if they look around the league and they find somebody on the waiver wire that they like.
Let me ask you a question that's impossible to answer, but want to get your opinion on it. I think Mike McDonald was a defensive genius. I think he still is, and Seattle got themselves a gem. We shall find out. I don't know what Zachary Orr is going to be, and maybe it'll take some time to kind of see, but do you think it's a big step down, or do you think there was enough to learn? It's a hard question to answer because we haven't seen him in this role yet, but I do think it's important with some of the pieces you lost. And then, of course, now coming in, because that scheme last year was phenomenal.
Right. It was absolutely a fantastic year. The only thing I'll say about all of the defensive coaches lost, Denard Wilson, it would be another one, is that you aspire to that. You aspire to develop great coaches who bring their scheme for as long as they can to your organization, and you aspire to have a coach like John Harbaugh who can recreate that magic with the next guy as well. Have a succession plan. I think actually, looking at when John Harbaugh was actually hired, the Ravens put out a little publication that said that talked about their exact hiring process and getting him. It's extremely well done, and it really gave you confidence that the fact that Bisciotti runs the organization and comes from the background he does really means succession planning is going to be done at a high level. The Ravens have always shown that on the defensive side of the ball. They have almost 100% internal hires in terms of their defensive coordinator. I think Dean Pease might be the exception. But they otherwise, you know, they've really had a path.
Yeah, see, and I love once you start going back and you look at the coaching trees. So if you go back to Green Bay with John Gruden, Andy Reid, I mean, you can go on and on with the guys that came from that. And then Andy Reid starting his own coaching tree with guys that have had success, which now includes John Harbaugh. And I think Harbaugh is going to have this opportunity as well when we look back on it, because he's been here so long, to go, well, wait a minute, this is a situation where maybe he built his tree and there's a lot of guys that have left here and had success in coaching.
Yep.
So. Yeah. It should be. Kim McCusick, FilmStudyBaltimore.com. Tell folks all about film study.
Yeah, so the website is out there, of course. If you like offensive line scoring, I have that every week. That's out there now for some players for the preseason. And if you like a in-depth detail of the roster, that's out there as well in article or podcast form.
And by the way, I've jumped on the podcast with Ken a couple times. I told you I'll probably do it at some point this year as well. The thing I love about it is if you are a Ravens fan or just a football fan, there's so much information, and if you're one of those people that loves information, this show is absolutely for you.
I appreciate it, Jeremy. Yeah. We always appreciate having you on, too.
Thank you very much, Ken.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal, the raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.